In the most wealthy nation on the planet, the poverty rate for kids has doubled. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 12th day of September. Thanks for being with us. In other news, American families added billions to their wealth, but they say they don't feel it. Also related to families, thousands of daycare centers are set to close. Hey, no soda refill for you. We'll share that story. Apple held a party today. We'll tell you about that. There seems to be a truce brewing between workers and bosses over return to the office policies. We've got the Wall Street Report and the true cost of owning a home. For the interview, you'll meet Claudia Bellany from the International Economic Development Council. Did you know there was such a thing? But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour, or on Threads, it's Insight on Business. In this, the richest nation on the planet, we are seeing poverty rates climb, and the number of kids in poverty has doubled from 2021 to 2022, all this according to the U.S. Census. CBS News is reporting that Sharon Parrott, president of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, has said that the surge is stunning, and she pointed to the end of the expanded federal tax credit in 2022 as a cause for the sharp increase in child poverty and called for lawmakers to reinstate the benefit. The rise in poverty amounts to an increase of 15.3 million people around the U.S. living in poverty. The latest census data underscores the dichotomy of the post-pandemic economy, which has been marked by a strong job market, yet also rising inflation that's hobbled many households. Last year also marked the end of all pandemic-era benefits that helped families stay afloat during the health crisis, as stimulus checks and the child tax credit, which distributed as much as $300 per child in cash payments. Parrott went on to say, quote, "The rise in the poverty rate, the largest on record in over 50 years, both overall and for children, underscores the critical role that policy choices play in the level of poverty and hardship in the country," end quote. The child poverty rate jumped from an historic low of 5.2% in 2021 to 12.4% in 2022. That's according to the Census Department. And that is the largest change in child poverty since the census began tracking it in 2009. Meanwhile, and this is odd, on the other side of the ledger, we find this story, quote, "American households have never been wealthier," end quote. MoneyWise is reporting that U.S. household wealth increased by $5.5 trillion to a record $154.3 trillion in the second quarter of this year. All this, according to data from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Despite U.S. household wealth hitting a new record, financial services giant Moody's Analytics remains skeptical. Quote, "Even with the recent gain, wealth is little changed over the past year, limiting its contribution to spending. Further volatility in wealth since the onset of the pandemic will remind households of the fragility of any gains," end quote. In other words, you got to be a little cautious. The New York Fed recently released the August 2023 survey of consumer expectations, which found that households' perceptions about their current financial situations and expectations for the future have deteriorated. Specifically, the median expected growth in household income fell by 0.3% to 2.9% in August, its lowest reading since July of 2021, and median household spending growth expectations fell by 0.1% to 5.3%. richer or poorer? We seem to have a disconnect here. In yet another family-related issue, thousands of child daycare centers are at risk of closing. The Associated Press is reporting the Democrats in Congress are pushing for a new round of money to keep the nation's child care industry afloat, saying thousands of programs are at risk of closing when federal pandemic relief runs out this month. Legislation being introduced in both chambers on Wednesday would provide $16 billion a year over the next 5 years, awarded as grants to help child care programs cover everyday expenses. It's meant to replace $24 billion in relief that was passed in 2021 in the American Rescue Plan, but is set to expire on September 30. However, with no Republican support, the bill faces an uphill battle in Congress. A June report from the Century Foundation found that without additional money, about 70,000 child care programs would probably have to shut down after this month. And that amounts to a third of all programs that receive the federal pandemic grants. States distributed the aid in different ways, and many providers already have spent their grants. So either way, the last of it must be spent by September 30. Wall Street closed in the red today, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Sorry, no refill for you. The AP is reporting that McDonald's is going to phase out their self-serve drink machines in all U.S. locations by 2032. The company says the goal of the change is to create consistency for customers and crew members across the chain's offerings, from in-person dining to online delivery and drive-thru options. Now, McDonald's did not specify any additional factors like finance or sanitation, which may have impacted the decision to part ways with its self-serve machines. For years, McDonald's customers have been used to these machines and going up and filling and refilling their beverages without additional trips to a cashier. Well, behind-the-counter soda machines do already exist at some other fast food chains, and a handful of McDonald's locations across the country have also begun the transition. According to the State Journal Register, which first reported on the company's plans last week, several locations in Illinois, for example, are starting to phase out self-service soda. Sorry. Well, Apple held a party on Tuesday, and the main attraction was the new generation of iPhones. What to expect? Well, it's a lineup that will boast better cameras, faster processors, and a new charging system, also a price hike for the fanciest model. As has been in the case with Apple and other smartphone makers, the four types of iPhone 15 models aren't making any major leaps in technology. But Apple added enough new bells and whistles to the top-of-the-line model, that's the iPhone 15 Pro Max, to boost its price by $100 or 9% from last year's version to $1,200 this year. Apple is holding the line on prices for the rest of the lineup, with the basic iPhone 15 selling for $800, the iPhone 15 Plus for $900, and the iPhone 15 Pro for $1,000. All of the new models will be available in stores on September 22. One of the biggest changes that Apple announced is a new way to charge the iPhone 15 models and future generations. The company is switching over to the USB-C standard that's already widely used on many devices, including its Mac computers and many of its iPads. Why is this going on? Well, Apple is actually being forced to phase out the Lightning port cables that it rolled out back in 2012 because a mandate that the European regulators plan to impose next year. Well, here's the headline. Workers and bosses are reaching a truce as hybrid work becomes the new norm among the biggest companies in the U.S., end quote. Well, that's the headline. Fortune is reporting that as workplaces grapple with the now annual post-Labor Day return-to-office debate, it seems like companies have finally had enough with remote work. Come to work in person or find a new job, bosses seem to be saying. No, really. And they really honest. They mean it this time. But those attention-grabbing proclamations obscure what's really happening in many workplaces. In fact, the largest companies have embraced hybrid work, according to the September Flex report from remote work platform Scoop. The report finds 82% of Fortune 500 companies in the company's Flex Index, which has information on 293 of those companies, offer workplace flexibility. And the most common arrangement by far is being 2 to 3 days required in office. On the most flexible side of things are companies like 3M and Allstate, which allow employees to work out their own schedule. In the middle are organizations like Chipotle and Disney, which have hybrid schedules for corporate employees. The least flexible, by the way, which require employees in office full-time, include Goldman Sachs and Tesla. Nothing surprising about that, is there? In other words, tough talk, maybe just talk. The major indexes finished Tuesday in the red, with the Dow losing 17 points to close at 34,654, and the NASDAQ falling by 144 points to end the session at 13,773. The S&P 500 was off 25 points to close at 4461. That big show at Apple didn't help, and the company's stock fell by $3.06 a share to $176.30. West Texas Intermediate crude gained on the day, picked up $1.50, and ended at $88.79 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this is about how much it really costs you to own a home, outside of mortgage and down payments. Homebuyers are typically advised to calculate the funds they'll need for a down payment, along with monthly mortgage payments, property taxes, and home insurance, among perhaps some other costs. However, credit building company Self goes a few steps further with its state-by-state breakdown of how much a home will cost over the course of the average property lifetime, or they calculate 13.2 years. The most expensive homes in America? That would be in Hawaii, where owners will spend about $1,482,000 over 13.2 years. The least expensive are those in West Virginia, which will spend $321,000 over the same time period. Some other takeaways from the Self's report: the average cost of utilities for a single-family home over 13.2 years comes to roughly $54,662. Washington, D.C. and California round out the top three most expensive places to own homes in that 13.2-year period, coming in at $1,260,000 for Washington, D.C., and $1,159,000 for folks living in California. You can check out the complete story and find your state's costs on LinkedIn. All right, click ahead for a conversation with Claudia Bellany as we talk about the International Economic Development Council. I mean, did you know there was such a thing? And thanks for listening.